This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our wealth and poverty team did a series last year called York and Fig, named for an intersection in Highland Park, a neighborhood in L.A. that is changing and fast. A working-class part of town that's being gentrified as investors and just people with more money move in. There are some pretty standard themes that come with gentrification stories, like the one about mom-and-pop shops disappearing as rents go up. But just because they're standard doesn't mean they always happen. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark went back to Highland Park to a shop that has been able to thrive despite the changing demographics.
The store's called La Tropicana. It's a corner market, signs in the windows for lotto tickets, Western Union money transfers, skinny aisles packed with groceries. And here's a typical line of customers. First, a Latina mom with her two kids buying ingredients for dinner.
¿Hacer todo?
A bag of dried chili peppers for
$1.49.
The whole transaction done completely in Spanish. Then a tattooed white guy in his 20s. Buying a jug of cold brew coffee and a gourmet deli sandwich.
Totals $18.70.
That whole transaction done completely in English.
Need a receipt?
No,
have a good day.
And that's how it goes. The things people buy, the language they buy them in, tell the story of a neighborhood in transition. Spanish, then English, basics, then indulgences, cheap cat food, Whiskas brand, for $6.99 a bag, then gluten-free cat food.
Gluten-free for your pet. Can you believe that? This is $16.
That's Raina Redfield. She owns La Tropicana, and even she is still a little shocked by some of the new items customers have been requesting. But she says this extreme mix of inventory...
This is a true reflection of what, you know, what the neighborhood is right now.
12 years ago, when Raina first started running this store, this neighborhood looked very different. Most of her customers back then were low-income immigrant families, mostly from Mexico and Central America.
You know, living paycheck to paycheck, depending on food stamps. So we were very, very limited with what we can offer, and, you know, we had to be really conscious of the pricing.
She carried basics: toilet paper, cooking oil, laundry detergent, whatever brand was the cheapest, and low-priced meat and produce that catered to her customers' tastes. Raina was born in Syria, but she grew up in an immigrant neighborhood in L.A. County with lots of Mexican families, and so she sold things she learned about from them. Pig's feet, chicharron, that's fried pig skin, a tropical fruit called chayote,
jicama, yuca,
a cactus called
nopales,
used in salads and juices.
I even learned how to clean the spikes off and cut them up a certain way.
But then, about 5 years ago, customers started asking her two questions she was not prepared for. Some of her regular customers came in to
ask for boxes
because they told her they were moving out of the neighborhood. Meanwhile, some new faces started showing up in the store.
Instead of people asking for a product that would be used to prepare Mexican cuisine, people were asking for something completely different. Organic milk, organic eggs, you know, gluten-free bread.
Back then, Raina had not heard of the word gentrification. And then when she did hear people start using it, she didn't know what it meant.
I had to go Google it. But before even that word would come up, I noticed that my customers are asking for different things, and they look different, and they spoke better English.
Raina says she doesn't want to label her customers or judge them. She wants La Tropicana to be welcoming for all. Spanish speakers, English speakers, buyers of Whiskas, and gluten-free cat food.
They're, you know, supporting me and my employees, and we go home without them, regardless of who they are.
When you hear about old mom-and-pop stores closing down in gentrifying neighborhoods, there's often this talk about how they just couldn't change with the times. But it's not that simple. I've interviewed lots of longtime shop owners that lost their businesses, and like Raina, they wanted to change with the times, but many of them lacked two important things that Raina has. First of all, a long-term lease on their building. Because Raina does have this, she doesn't have to worry about her rent rising all of a sudden. The second thing that's given Raina a huge advantage, luck. Really good luck.
Good luck, California, and here are tonight's winning numbers.
I was literally in bed. I get a text message from one of my employees.
Followed by 9.
And the only thing in the text message was just the word in capital letters, just the word boss.
And And our final number.
Raina called her employee, and he told her their store had just sold a lotto ticket that won an $8 million jackpot. The way the lotto works in California, Raina's store got a $40,000 cut of the winnings. Now, this was 5 years ago, in the depths of a recession that many stores in the neighborhood are still reeling from. And if not for her crazy stroke of luck, Raina says La Tropicana might be in the same boat.
Seriously, we would not be here today without that lotto ticket. A week or two before that happened, I was just kind of given up. You know, I knew that I didn't have the cash flow to keep going. I couldn't get any loans. I didn't have any collateral. And then I started shifting into, how am I going to tell my girls that I'm going to be letting them go?
But after the lotto jackpot, she didn't have to let them go. She used the $40,000 to pay off most of her debts, which gave her the breathing room to plan strategically and change with the times. Today, La Tropicana has become a gathering place for her old customers and her new ones, with an espresso bar, a juice bar, a super popular deli counter.
We're just welcoming, period. Like, it doesn't really matter who's coming in that door.
And everyone I talk to inside and outside the store seems to agree.
Do you come here often?
Too often. The sandwiches are great.
Feels like you're going somewhere from different, like you're out of whatever city you're living in.
Ever since it started here, I've made a big change in the neighborhood.
There's something about it that has that neighborhood originality about it.
But Raina also sees this tension between accommodating the changes in her new customer base and not alienating the longtime customers that have supported her business since the beginning. She told me that those cactus that she learned to despike for her customers long ago, the nopales, well, a few weeks ago, she stopped selling them. Raina's dad, who helps her out buying produce, had been warning her for months that they'd gone from selling two or three cases of nopales a week when they first opened the store to now less than half of a single case. The rest was just rotting on the shelf.
I fought it for a long time. What do you mean we're not going to sell nopales anymore? Seriously? We've always sold nopales. For a long time, I fought it. And then when he showed me the numbers, I thought, okay, Dad, all right, fine. Let's just stop selling nopales.
Was there something sad about that?
I mean, I knew that certain customers did come in for it. And if they're here in the community, I want to be able to service them. But I had to think of it in a different way as a business. You know, it doesn't make sense for me to carry a product or buy something and then toss it in the trash.
And it's not just nopales. Over the last few years, after looking at declining sales, Raina has stopped selling chayote and pig's feet and yuca. One day, I met a man in front of La Tropicana who's lived in the neighborhood 38 years. He passes the store every day. He says he likes the way it's been upgraded lately.
Más elegante, más
more elegant, bueno, much nicer. But he says he doesn't shop there anymore.
No, ahorita no, porque ya no vende chicharrón.
They stopped selling chicharrón, he says. So there's not much left there for him anymore. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.
So if you can't beat the odds with a big lotto win, how do you stay in business? The answer on the latest episode of our newest podcast, it's called York and Fig, and there's a link to it at our homepage. It's marketplace.org.